The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes, for the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, you might wonder, listening to the Gospel this morning, what can we talk about? Or what is Jesus talking about? And maybe by asking a couple of questions might give us an insight into what it is really about. I think we do Jesus a disfavor when we say he came to save us from our sins. Yes, he did, but he came much more to show us how to live. That's much more important. He showed us the way. You remember Jesus saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And in the Gospel this morning, he talks there about, if this day you only knew what makes for peace. Peace. And when we look around the world today, and especially when we go back to where Jesus walked in Palestine and Israel, and we see that part of the world forever fighting the bitterness, and then move closer home to our own country, to where we are living at the moment. Could be honest, we say this is a peaceful environment. I don't think we can. And then we say things like, well, we must pray for peace. Well, yes, we must pray for peace. But much more important is for us to be peace. Now, we might ask, what does that mean? Well, if I am not peace, if I am not peaceful, but more so, if I am not peace, have peace in my heart. Now, a lot of people will say, well, I wished I had peace of mind. Believe me, as long as you're in your mind, you're not peaceful. Now, you might find that hard to believe, but it's got to be in your heart. You've got to be peace, to have a serenity about you, a calmness about you. And then you are a source of peace in the world, rather than just talking about it. Whenever these days you look at the news and Jesus speaks about the blindness of people's eyes that don't see, and you see people denying facts, denying that what is black and white, not seeing it. They do see it, but they don't want to, if that makes sense. They know it's false, but they won't accept it. They don't want to see it. And we really got to look at ourselves and listen to what Jesus is saying to us this morning. He wants us to live in peace, to be a source of peace to one another, and to live in love. It's so simple and uncomplicated. I think that's one of the reasons we don't accept it. And the major contribution to lack of peace in the world, to fighting, to wars, is the ego, selfishness, greed, avarice, all the things that Jesus warned us about. So we really need, don't be looking out there when you talk about peace. Look in here, into your heart. Are you peaceful at the moment? Or like a lot of people, are you bearing bitterness, resentment, anger, hatred? Well, if you are, you're making a major contribution to lack of peace, lack of civility, lack of love in this world. That, I think, is worth thinking about and thinking very deeply about.